Welcome to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, welcome to Into the Music. I'm your co-host, Karen, and today with me, I have Brianna Tyson.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Good, and yourself?
Good. It's cold here.
You'll have to understand that Brianna is up from Nashville.
Yes.
And Mitch tells me that you guys tend to come up during the winter anyway.
We do, and I'm not exactly sure why Paul picks this time of year, but, you know, it is what it is. And it's actually really cute to be around the snow, and it's kind of like wintry and adorable. So I know I talk mean talk, but it is really, really great to come up here. We love coming up here every we haven't been here since 2020, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Sure. Now, you're up here as part of the Nashville Showcase.
Yes.
With Paul Wilmot and Mitch White. Tell me how that all developed, the three of you coming together.
Oh, man. So we actually met when I was like 17 years old. And we used to play at this place called the Hotel Indigo in Nashville. And we just kind of all, I played with Mitch and then I played with Paul separately. And then we all just kind of got together and we started writing songs. And
nice.
And probably, I think in 2017, 2016, Paul had moved back and was like, hey, you guys want to come up and play some shows? And it's just kind of all been, you know, uphill from there. And the rest is history. And we come up here every year, and we've actually been twice in a year a couple times, and so we've built a little fan base around here, and we still write and just perform together even in Nashville. So it's really great to still be making music with people I've known since I was a kid.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I love it.
Now, when did you start songwriting?
Oh gosh, I was 11.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was homeschooled because I was actually touring from a very young age. And then before that, I was showing horses. So,
okay.
So it just made more sense to homeschool. And I actually, my parents would assign me for homework, write a song instead of like actual homework. So I was writing songs from the time I was 11. The first song I ever wrote was called I Think I Love You. It was about this boy named Antonio that I had a big crush on.
Oh, wow.
It was a good time.
Nice. Nice. And now these days, too, along with songwriting, you're into production as well.
Yeah. I actually run a production company and I produce demos from, you know, top to bottom for different songwriters and stuff. And we also do a lot of overdub work and just kind of people, if they need vocals tracked, we have a vocal tracking room and just kind of full service, whatever the people need, except for drums. I don't have that much space.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been pretty cool. And I kind of just got thrown into it and never thought I would be a producer. But I'm super, super grateful for it. And it's been a really awesome thing. And it's been a really great way to kind of keep myself afloat and be able to do music full time and not have to have a day job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm lucky.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, in the process of coming along as a songwriter and as an artist, you know, I've listened to a few of your tracks, Dear Life and Firefighter stuff. Tell me about what would be your favorite track of yours.
Okay, so this has always been a tough thing. I mean, I put out so many different genres of music, and I sing and write so many different genres.
That's one thing I noticed is that you are super versatile.
Thank you. I mean, well, so I like to tell people, you know, on your Spotify or your Apple Music or iTunes, whatever you use, there's not all one genre. You're listening to a bunch of different genres. So as creators, I don't think we should be forced to only create one type of music and one style of music. But I would have to say, from what I have out right now, Dear Life is my number one. It's the most real song that I've ever put out. And I'm a huge advocate for mental health. And I went through a really rough time where, trigger warning, I almost took my own life. And it was a very, very deep and very dark place that I went to. And there's just, when you're a musician, you're just kind of told like, oh, just be the highlight reel. And it was really difficult to go through that and think that I needed to hide it from people. And so I kind of made the decision to not. And writing Dear Life with my friend Helene Cronin, we were both going through some really difficult stuff. And it's a song that kind of just was the first thing that I ever put out that was just truly authentic. And I wasn't trying to get anywhere. I wasn't trying to be anything. It was just like, hey, this is my story.
Right.
And you're not alone if you feel this way. And it's actually my most streamed song to date. And I never put any money into promotion. I never did anything. It spoke to people and it touched people. And that makes my heart so happy. So that's my favorite one for sure.
Yeah, it's great when you create something that really connects with people on a very deep level.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's what we're supposed to do as musicians. I mean, everyone's, you know, thinks that it's kind of about the fame and, you know, getting all big and on these big stages. And for me, it's not. It's about people hearing that. I've gotten some messages from people that have been like, I have been in a place where I almost ended everything and I listened to that song, and to know that I'm not alone in that, it's just, it helps me to keep going. And it's like, I get chills thinking about it. It's like, that's what music's about. And that's what it is for me. And I'm just super blessed to be able to be that for even just one person.
Dear life, I've been thinking about you lately, 'cause lately you've been hard to understand. I've tried, but I don't know where this is going. This is going like I planned. You're a roller coaster ride. Your ocean lows and mountain heights. All I know to do sometimes is keep holding on.
Now, one thing that some of our listeners may not know about you is that you had a little stint on American Idol.
Oh, no. Oh, I did. I did. That was a time. It was a very interesting situation. It was season 10. It was a season that Scotty McCreary won.
Okay.
We were on the same group. It was Scotty and Lauren. So that was a time. That was a time. You know, I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad that it's over. But it's, you know, it's a cool little story. I was 17. I was young, and
right,
you know, they made fun of me on national television because I forgot my words, and I was, you know, during Hollywood Week where they have like the person that's just hysterically crying before every commercial break, like coming up. I was the girl that was hysterically crying before every commercial break. So it was mortifying. So I'm so glad you brought that up.
Honestly, I think I've watched 2 seasons of American Idol, yeah, and I think that was one of them.
Yeah.
Because so I remember Scotty winning that one.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great season, and I did make some friends that I still keep in touch with to this day. So there were some good parts of it, but not a big fan. Sorry, ABC. But I'm not in your contract anymore, so.
So, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And if you ever get the chance to see Paul and Brianna and Mitch perform, yes, together, whether it be up here in Wisconsin or Nashville or wherever, please go see them. You're going to be so thrilled with their show.
Thank you so much. And please just check us out and listen to our music and stream us and just follow us all and everything and what we're doing. There's some cool stuff going on, and I love coming and doing stuff like this. So thank you so much for having us in, and to get to see the shop and all the guitars has been so, so, so great. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been Into the Music. I'm Karen. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin. See you next time.